We are back on Chasing Checkers here on ESPN 102.5 The Game. And as promised, we say hello to the driver of the number four, Stuart Haas Racing Ford, also known as Keelan's dad. Kevin Harvick is here with us on the show. Kevin, how you doing?
Yeah, that's quite the introduction there. I've taken that Keelan's dad thing a little more than I probably expected, but doing good.
Is he okay? You posted a video yesterday, and I'm going to be completely honest with you. I've laughed at it every time I've watched it, but every guy knows what that feels like. Does it feel good? He was trying to show an exercise off, and it went horribly wrong, but is he okay?
Yeah. Well, for all of you that have young boys, understand that they do a lot of things that are probably not the smartest things that you could probably be doing. And sometimes you just have to learn the hard way. And yesterday or the day before, I lose track of my days, but he obviously learned his new exercise that he wanted to show everybody, learned the hard way that probably wasn't the right exercise to be doing. So he's fine. Look, it's pretty much a daily happening that he winds up hurt in some way, shape, or form. So he's usually falling down, tripping, doing new exercises, whatever the case is, but he's fine.
Yeah, he has the cast, of course, had a injury and all of that, but how fun has it been for you to, you're obviously still very much in your career focused on that, winning races, but mentoring him. Piper's been in the go-kart as well, but watching him start his career at a very young age.
Yeah, you know, so sports is—it's just different than when I grew up, and racing is no different than any other sport. You know, I think as you look at the outlets that these kids have in today's world, they just have a lot more opportunity to do things at a much younger age than what we did. But you know, for me, it's been as much of a learning curve as it probably has been for him, just because of the fact that, you know, trying to be dad and trying to teach him how to do the things that he needs to do. And it's not exactly always smooth, I guess would be the best way to put it. But, you know, I think he's definitely learning as we go as to how to deal with all the information that we give him. We tend to overload him with information because there's just, in today's world, there's data on everything. You have throttle sensors, brake sensors, steering sensors, cameras, so you know there's nowhere to hide from your mistakes, and excuses don't work, and we tend to hold him accountable in pretty much every situation, and until the weekend's over. So you know, it's we're not even a year into it, and really, if it wasn't for COVID, you know, his racing would have never started. And you know, we were sitting on our iRacing simulators one day, and he asked why we weren't going to the go-kart track more. And I said, because you haven't asked. And that's really how everything started, because we were all at home and didn't have anything going on. And he was curious to go back out and try. And then evolved into going to the local go-kart track here at GoPro Motorplex and started racing. And from that, we progressed and started racing him all over the country on a national level as we went, through the end of last year and into this year. So it's been fun. It's been a learning experience for everybody, but he continues to get better, and that's really all you can ask is that he's progressing and having fun with it at the same time.
It's fun to watch, for sure. We're talking to Kevin Harvick here on Chasing Checker. So let's talk about you. 9 wins last year, still looking for the first one this year, but what did last week's run at Kansas do for you guys to and then you're going to a track this weekend that you've been very good at Darlington. So what did it do to get you guys closer and closer to get into victory lane?
Yeah, you know, so many of the racetracks, you're just with all the different aero package and different styles of tracks and you know different engine package, there's just so much to take in. I think, you know, for us last week at Kansas was definitely a step in the right direction on our mile and a half program. You know, I think as we've gone through the beginning of this year, obviously, you know, there's been some changes to the cars and have caught us a little bit, got us a little bit behind the eight ball, you know, as far as where we want to be from a speed standpoint. But our team's done a good job. We've dealt with some tire issues at a couple races and flat tires. And, you know, for the most part, our team has done a great job in scrambling and getting decent finishes. But, you know, the expectations are to lead laps and win races. And so it's definitely been a little bit of a project trying to get, you know, everything back to where it needs to be. So, you know, I think as you go to Darlington, it's been a great racetrack for us. And you know, the expectations are just as high as they are every other week. But you just have to see where the race starts and go from there with no practice or qualifying. You know, for everybody is a little bit of a guess as to where you're going to start the race. And the start of our races haven't been where we wanted them to be. We've kind of been scrambling week after week to adjust on the car and get our cars where they need to be. But our guys are doing a good job of keeping us in the game. You know, we've been getting okay finishes and, you know, I think last week at Kansas was wild there at the end with all the restarts, and you just never know until it's over. So we'll just, you know, keep scrapping and trying to keep getting those good finishes, just because it, you know, with the way that everything is right now, solid finishes and keeping yourself up in the points results in a good starting spot. So that gives us a little bit of a buffer at the beginning of the race. You know, if our car's off, and gives us a chance to work on it and go from there.
I want to ask you that the new car has been unveiled for all three manufacturers, and there's been a lot of discussions with this car and what it's going to do for the sport. You've been a team owner at the Xfinity Series level. Obviously, Tony and Gene, you know, your car owners, they know how expensive this is. How much is this truly going to help the sport of reducing some costs, so, you know, we can see benefit to the current owners and even see some new owners come into the sport?
Yeah, so I haven't actually spent a lot of time with the new car. I've not driven it, hadn't seen it until it was unveiled, except for some clips here and there on social media. You know, I think from the team owner's side, it's obviously going to be expensive to get everything transitioned and started. But on the flip side of that, it's also a great opportunity for new team owners to come into the sport and get started on somewhat of an equal footing with buying new cars and doing the things that it takes to start up a race team. And you know, I think if it goes the way that you know, it's planned out on a piece of paper, you know, I think it, you know, it should be more efficient as you get 3 or 4 years down the road and take, you know, less people to do the things that it takes to put the cars on the racetrack. So it's going to be an evolution. You know, I think as I sit back and think about all the different generations of cars that I've watched be designed and change, and you know, I think everybody just has to understand there's going to be some change, no matter how much you think it's planned out or what the scenario is. There's going to be some things that are going to have to be changed when it gets into the real world of in the hands of the race teams, and you actually have to go race it. There are going to be problems that pop up that nobody thought about. But you know, I think that the, you know, as you look at the car going forward and the potential of you know, new team owners and more team owners, and you look at the prices of the charters and who needs them and who wants them and who has them, and the enthusiasm that it has brought from the ownership front is very exciting. And you know, I think making it more relevant for the manufacturers is as important as anything that we've done in the past. So lots of positives to go with the new car.
Absolutely. Well, Kevin, I know you got a busy schedule. Appreciate you taking the time to join me here today. Best of luck at Darlington, and best of luck to Keelan as he continues his career as well. Appreciate it.
No problem. Have a great day.